On the live line with us this morning, Santa Rosa City Councilman Jack Tibbetts. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you. You know, I almost called you Congressman Tibbetts before the bottom of the hour, so I was wondering, is that prophetic? Are there ambitions in place?
No, not right now. Not at all.
That's because you've got your hands full with Santa Rosa, the city of Santa Rosa, that's for sure. But let's talk the state of California for a minute, if we can, Jack. And, you know, there's a presidential visit in the offing.
Yes, that's what I've heard. President Trump is heading up to paradise tomorrow.
Yeah, paradise and probably Southern California, too. Although, of course, the scheduling, as it often is with presidents, is under wraps until the time that it happens. And, you know, I guess we're all wondering about, you know, what the reaction to the president's visit to finally here to California will be. What do you think?
You know, I can't speculate. I think that some folks will be appreciative to have the president be visiting their area. I think others will probably, particularly in Northern California, probably have some kind of harsh words about it, seeing as his tweets haven't been all that supportive of Northern California in the past, and certainly Santa Rosa and Sonoma County had difficulty obtaining funding from Congress when we had our fire here in Santa Rosa. It did end up going through, but we did see partisan politics get in the way.
Well, let's talk about local politics, if we can, Jack. And I know you were a big proponent of Measure N for the city of Santa Rosa. That did not pass. Measure O did. What will Measure O mean for the town?
Measure O is going to bring in about $9 million for the city of Santa Rosa every year for a period of 6 years. The tax is slated to sunset in 2024. And what the real purpose of this tax is to just help us balance our budget over the next 6 years after the fire's impact on our current city budget. As we talked about before, Pat, next year we were anticipating a $7 million per year deficit, which was going to significantly grow 10 years out.
Yeah.
And it is directly attributable to the fire. It is true, though, that there are also systemic issues that we need to address at City Hall. That's always the case, and we are always working on those issues. But Measure O is going to make sure that we stay a solvent city with our current level of service.
Will it have a good effect, a productive effect on Santa Rosa's reserve fund?
That remains to be seen. I don't believe there is anything currently proposed in the budget from Measure O specifically, but I do know that in the budget, we are looking at doing everything we can to rapidly regrow that reserve fund back up to the 17% of our general fund, which is what it once was. So that's going to certainly be an objective of ours.
And as far as the Santa Rosa City Council is concerned, you know, the ruling is still out, or the counting of the votes still out in terms of who will be in the District 4 seat. Have you gotten any word about how soon that vote might be rectified?
I haven't, but speaking from the only election I'm familiar with, which was the election in 2016, it took until about December 8th or 10th for the elections office to certify the election. So I'm assuming in my mind that early December we will know for certain who's representing District 4.
Pretty tough on the candidates, isn't it?
I couldn't imagine. I would have to just go take a vacation or something.
Yeah.
and hope for the best.
Until it's done, yeah. Yeah, I think you might be right there. And one of the next big things that's going to be coming up for the city of Santa Rosa, of course, is the election of a new mayor. Since Mayor Corsi did not seek re-election to his council seat. When does that happen, Jack, and how does it happen?
So that happens immediately following the swearing-in of the new council. So assuming Victoria is going to be the new council member coming in, we will swear her in along with John Sawyer, and then those two will join us in voting for the new mayor. And in the past, it's been kind of a contentious and divided kind of decision. We see kind of our local politics play out pretty significantly in that selection. It may this year, it may not. It just kind of remains to be seen. We also have to see who kind of emerges as the candidates interested in it. We know that Tom Schwedhelm has been interested in this position. And so we'll see who else is that makes kind of a run for it.
Are you going for it?
I am not. I have a strong belief, and especially right now after our fire a year ago and watching Mayor Corsi, that whoever sits in that seat needs to be able to dedicate 60 hours a week to that job. And the fact is I also run a nonprofit, and so I don't think I would be able to sit in that seat and put 50 to 60 hours into it, and that's what it deserves.
And would you agree, Jack, that the next few years are going to be equally as important for the city of Santa Rosa and the county of Sonoma because of the practical application of rebuilding and reimagining our communities, because all of that will it's already begun, obviously, but will continue in earnest. And the numbers will be staggering, both those who rebuild and those who decide, for whatever reason, that they have to leave. The next few years are going to be very important, too.
I agree with that completely. The insurance money is going to be running out here pretty soon.
Yeah.
This is going to be the defining moment for Santa Rosa in the next 3 years, and how strong of a recovery it was. And we're going to have to define strong, because I think no matter what, Santa Rosa will emerge as continuing to be a nice place to live, a nice community with a solvent government. I just think that the question becomes is it going to be an inclusive community? Obviously, when you go through a devastating event like this on top of a housing crisis, folks who are in the low and moderate income categories are going to be really feeling the pinch. And so I'm going to measure our success by our ability to make sure that everybody who wants to live in Santa Rosa is going to continue to be able to do so.
And that means a change in the kinds of housing that we have available, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to be a continuing saga for the city of Santa Rosa and the county of Sonoma. We can't help but address what is the big elephant in the room, and that is what's going on in Northern California with their own firestorm, Jack. And I know that that eventually there will be our lessons learned, that the city, the people of Paradise and the surrounding areas will be able to hopefully, take into account as they consider their rebuilding options. But it's hard to know exactly when to step into that conversation, considering they're still in the thick of it and the fire's not out.
Yeah, Sean McGlynn, our city manager, is up there right now lending assistance in the EOC, but when they're ready to begin their rebuilding process and designing their policies, I can't wait to be there for them. We just have to wait for them to be ready.
Yep. And we certainly understand all phases of it, at least all phases that we've experienced so far. And aside from this, the subjects that we've talked about, Councilman Tibbetts, what else should we be thinking about with regard to Santa Rosa?
Obviously affordable housing and its impact on homelessness is really present on my mind. The city of Santa Rosa just received $38 million in CDBG-DR, the disaster relief money that was given to us specifically to go towards multifamily affordable housing, which is great. That's a huge piece to help us try to soften that blow I was talking about to people of lower and moderate means. So that's fantastic. Be watching for that. But I think that Santa Rosa needs to be involved in a larger regional conversation about how we deal with fire. And obviously that started. Some of our council members have gone down to San Diego to look at advanced fire tracking methods. But I think we need to be working with other counties, as a matter of fact, to be looking at how we collectively respond to a fire that breaks out into our region. And how we successfully evacuate people. Climate change, they used to say we're at the 11th hour. I think the clock has struck 12.
Yeah.
And we need to learn how to fight fire.
Indeed, we do. There's no question about that. Well, I am going to dedicate myself in 2019 to have it be the year of the nonprofit in Sonoma County, because there's such a great need, and all of those organizations really need to be bolstered up after the fires. Certainly, Jack, St. Vincent de Paul will be a big part of that.
Well, I can say we appreciate that. Thank you.
Good. We'll look forward to more conversations about that and the future of Santa Rosa. Thanks for being with us, Jack. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Pat. You too.
That is Santa Rosa City Councilman Jack Tibbetts on KSRO.